All right. Well, we do have Mr. Versace on the line, but I think we're up for a break, aren't we? No, we're not. We're just giving him a... We're just rolling out the red carpet for Mr. Versace at Thematica Research.
As you should.
You know what? I totally agree with that. Because as you know, your book, you and Laura's book, Cocktail Investing, is on my must-read list.
That is right.
So, hey, Chris, thanks for joining us.
I'm happy to do it.
Yeah. So I know you've been busy and you and Lenore and, you know, assessing the economic climate. I what I really love about you guys, what you do is you tell it straight. Like, that's what we try to do. You know, something's not adding up in the recent data for the economy. You know, Lenore writes about that. And then you're right on the Facebook thing. So I thought it would be good for you to share your insights. And again, we usually have your partner in stock crime for TheStreet.com, Steve Sarge Guilfoyle, on with us.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. I didn't realize you guys talked to Sarge.
Oh, yeah. Sarge comes on every few weeks.
A month, give or take.
Yeah, to give us his view of the markets and what he's thinking.
He's sticking with Green Army perspective, isn't it?
Well, it's like talking to my Uncle Tony. Back in New York, so I'm comfortable with him, and he does know his stuff, and so do you. So this is where I wanted to see the whole Facebook thing. Obviously, the stock's gone below this 200-day moving average. It's really fallen here. You wrote a piece about it, but what are your insights over at Thematica? What are you all thinking about the Facebook issue and the larger or greater ramifications for what's going on?
Well, I mean, this whole Facebook issue is rebubbling up, if you will, the notion of privacy. And I think on the one hand, I think people have been relatively carefree, kind of understanding, oh, yes, I'm acquiescing to Facebook, to LinkedIn, to Twitter and the like, thinking that they were comfortable with that. And I think what we're seeing now is companies are able to take that data that we're voluntarily giving to companies, and they're able to reshape, repurpose, and use that in ways that we really didn't think possible. And I'm talking here about the targeted ads, obviously. And I think what we're going to see is a whole new set of safeguards emerge. And I do expect Facebook to be addressing all of this. If you remember when the company reported its December quarter, they talked quite a bit about refocusing on quality engagement,
yes,
getting away a little bit from other things that were driving their business model. And it had a short-term, you know, hiccup in terms of people questioning what was going on. But I think that if we step back and we see other things that Facebook is doing, which is trying to drive user engagement, not only in meaningful ways, but by adopting video with their watch tab, going after sporting events, going after news and other things, I suspect that they will probably emerge in a better position, you know, say 12 months from now. The whole key, though, is they need to reestablish trust with the user base.
Right. And to your point, you really can't count out Zuckerberg for what he does. I mean, it's pretty brilliant as far as how he's able to turn around and work these issues, and they're real good. They were sort of really good with the PR. I can't remember, but I can't remember the individual they have there that's handling all this, saying, you know, how, I mean, she did come across as incredibly sincere as that we're going to get on this. I could see that happening, but right now, to your point, it's a breach of trust, and it's really taking it out on the stock overall.
It is, but you have to remember, too, that between yesterday and today, you know, especially this afternoon, you know, yes, the stock was hit, but it did come back as they start to get a little more vocal about this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what they're going to need to do, like any problem. And, you know, we can go all the way back to the Exxon Valdez if we want to. They've got to get ahead of this. They can't be caught flat-footed and people wondering how will they respond. It's going to force them to mature as a company, which is probably a good thing. You know, so like, you know, if I had to give some advice to Mark, I would be like, look, dude, you got to get down to Congress. You got to get down in front of the FTC. You got to answer their questions and explain point blank how you're going to remedy the situation, which means you need to understand what went wrong, what safeguards didn't work, and how you're going to, you know, not only replace them.
And I don't think they're going to get a pass because, in my opinion, maybe I'm wrong about this and you would know better, but I think Equifax got a pass. And that was a major breach. That was such an incredibly major breach. And yet, I haven't heard anything about that and what's gone on. So, to your point, it might very well be, and I appreciate your perspective on that. Well, hey, listen, if you can hold on with us for the break, we're going to tackle the Fed and your thoughts there. And again, you're listening to The Real Investment Hour on AM 700, The Voice of Texas. Stay tuned.
Want a longer talk with Lance about your money? Request a personal one-on-one at realinvestmentadvice.com.